talking with Tom Renner, and I hate to say this, Tom, but perhaps when you made the announcement in May that you were giving up your sports information duties, that yesterday's announcement was inevitable. Was that the case?
Well, we have definitely been in a period of transition, as you well know, and wanting to approach the time of my retirement with a lot of things in place to continue Hope's public relations and sports information program. So, yeah, indeed, you got that sense with the change at the beginning of the school year, and now on December 31, it will be official. After 47 wonderful years, I'll be retiring from Hope College.
You mentioned December 31st instead of June 30th. Why at the middle of a year to step aside instead of waiting for the full year?
Well, I actually have stayed on quite a bit longer than I originally thought I would. I was maybe 18 months ago going to retire, and Dr. Boltman was asked to stay an additional year as Hope's president, and I agreed to stay that same period of time to serve him and the college. And then when Dr. Knapp was appointed last March, I was asked if I would continue on for a period of time to help him in the transition as our new leader. With the understanding that December 31 would be the target date for my retirement. We're in good hands. Got a wonderful, wonderful staff around me. We've got transition plans in place so that even though it is the middle of the school year, we won't lose a beat in the area of public and community relations.
I will ask you a question as the Vice President for University Relations, Tom. Will Greg Olger step up to handle your chores in the interim?
The responsibilities I have are being given to several members of our staff. Greg, of course, very much involved in media relations, and will continue to do that, and we'll be doing some more. And other members of my staff will be picking up responsibilities so that, again, we'll be covering all the bases.
The reason I mentioned Greg was that he was perhaps the most upfront of all the assistants you had on your staff and had been with you for a number of years and had done a very nice job handling many of the chores, so it would be a natural fit, sort of, a new shoe, but a very comfortable feeling on that.
Yeah, and this is kind of a personnel matter you're asking me about, and not something that I'll be involved in, but Dr. Knapp has a vision for what marketing and communications will be for Hope College in the years to come, and the current staff is very much a part of that, but just how that's all going to take shape will be evolving over the next several months.
Personnel matters, privacy issues, Freedom of Information Act. I mean, this industry has changed so much in the 47 years you've been at it. It's not just running things off of the Ditto machine and taking a couple of photos and making a couple of phone calls. It has now become almost a 24/7 job. It's almost becoming a first responder type job, because if something bad happens to the university, a student dies in a crash or a scandal breaks, you guys are on the front lines.
Well, it's true. A college very much like a community where, as you said, it's really a 24/7 operation. We're a residential college, serving the greatest majority of our students who live within literally blocks of the main campus. So it is a very, very dynamic place, and you need them to be to be ready to respond, be it the good news or not so good news. And I've been privileged to be surrounded by some great people here. We take great pride in our relationship with the community of Holland, and I like to think that I have contributed to that very positive, what we call town gown relationship.
In this industry of publicity, there is always the thought, Tom, especially for young men and women that get involved, that a small school is a step in the ladder. You didn't take it that way, did you?
No, I didn't. I had been a student employee when I attended Hope with President Dr. Calvin Vanderwerf, and I had journalism in my blood. My dad was a longtime newspaper man, and I worked on a newspaper, a weekly newspaper that he owned in Illinois. So it was a very natural fit for me when I was a student here to help then President Vanderwerf in publicizing the college back in the early 60s. And went back into the newspaper business for a short period of time when Dr. Vanderwerf invited me to come back to Hope and to form really what was then called the News Bureau. And you're right, we're cranking out press releases on mimeograph machines and doing the statistics at athletic events by hand. And so much has evolved over the years where the access to news is in demand via the Internet. And, you know, we just have needed to adapt to those changes. And I hope people feel we've done that well.
As a spokesman, that's one thing that is the immediate role of a publicist. You speak for the institution, you speak for its leaders. But do you get a sense, based on what you've done, not just chronicling the events at Hope, but your photographic eye, that you're as much of an historian, as a chronicler, as you are a spokesman, and as have you been for 47 years?
Well, you know, I guess when you get towards the end of your career, you start thinking about things like that. And I very much have been thinking about that the last few years. So, you know, I've taken probably 500,000 photos. I mean, it sounds like a big number, but divide 47 years into that, and maybe it's not as big a number as it appears. And started out as black and white film, where I had developed every roll of film that I shot in a darkroom right here on campus. And now it's evolved into the digital age. But what we basically have are about 300,000 negatives of pictures I've taken. And we've been laboriously over the past 3-4 years already scanning and digitizing all of those images with the long-term goal of someday rolling out through the Joint Archives of Holland the ability for the public to view those images. So I'll be spending many of my early months in retirement going through those scanned images and identifying them and putting descriptors under them so that when the college celebrates its 150th anniversary in a couple of years, we'll have a very, very tangible way of presenting a half a century, basically, of the history of Hope College.
Is that the legacy you want to leave at Hope, that you were a person that were able to take a snapshot of Hope over a long period of time and let people see what type of school it was during your tenure?
Yeah, very much so, and really how many of the traditions have continued. I mean, in my time here, the pull is over 100 years old. Nykerk Cup predates me. Christmas Vespers began in the 1940s. So we've had an evolution of these events over all of these years that I've been here, and I've been fortunate to photograph every one of them. So things like that, very, very much important, I feel, when we develop this photo archive in presenting, as well as intercollegiate sport. I mean, folks are going to remember old Carnegie Gymnasium and then the Dow Center and now the beautiful DeVos Fieldhouse and the evolution of women's athletics becoming part of the intercollegiate program. You know, all of these sorts of things that will, I think, be very, very valuable in describing, and as people look back, let's say 50 years from now, back at the Hope College of the turn of the century, of just how the college was. And that doesn't even talk about the physical development of the campus. We were just recent moments looking at some aerial photos that I took back in the 60s and 70s, and just how much that has changed and its impact on, you know, on the Holland community through the construction of many very beautiful buildings.